Welcome to Keys to Victorious Christian Living with Rita Langland, bringing you practical truths from the Word of God that will assist you in living victoriously in every arena of your life. This program is brought to you by Hidden with Christ Ministries of Tustin, California. Now, here's Rita with Keys to Victorious Christian Living.
Hello, friends. We are continuing our study of the motivational or foundational gifts that are found in Romans chapter 12, verses 6 through 8. And it reads this way: Since we have gifts that differ according to the grace given to us, each of us is to exercise them accordingly. If prophecy, according to the proportion of his faith; if service, in his serving; or he who teaches, in his teaching; or he who exhorts, in his exhortation; he who gives, with liberality; he who leads, with diligence; he who shows mercy, with cheerfulness. Have you discovered what motivational or foundational gift that you possess? God says we have gifts that differ according to the grace given to us, and each of us is to exercise them. Are you exercising your gifts today? God wants to use you in ways that you could probably have yet to imagine. Today we're going to focus on two of these motivational gifts, the gift of mercy and the gift of giving. There are people in the body of Christ who possess a supernatural gift of mercy or supernatural gift of giving. Now, we are all called as believers and as servants of God to show mercy to others. The scripture truly exhorts us that in order to receive mercy, we must show mercy. We are also exhorted to be givers. Give, and it will be given unto you, the scripture tells us. We are all to be givers and to be like our Heavenly Father, who truly is a giver. But there are certain individuals in the body of Christ who have a very strong anointing or a special gifting in the area of mercy or in the area of giving. Today I want to focus on these two gifts. First of all, let's talk about the gift of mercy, as mentioned here in Romans chapter 12. First of all, the gift of mercy means to feel sympathy with the misery of another, especially sympathy manifested in action, according to Vine's Expository Dictionary. I like to say it's the gift of compassion, because the scripture talks about Jesus and that he was moved with compassion. He lived out of a heart of mercy or compassion towards people. And the people who have this foundational gift of mercy move with compassion everywhere that they go. This person who has the gift of mercy has a depth of feeling for those who are suffering affliction, and they love to take action to relieve it. They aren't just sympathetic about the plight of someone. They don't just cry at the videotape of people starving in another country and do nothing about it. These people have a depth of feeling that is also associated with an action to relieve that affliction. These people have a great sensitivity and a literal attraction to people who are in distress. The gift of mercy motivated individual has a desire to remove hurts and bring healing to others, especially people who are suffering emotional pain of some kind. This person with the gift of mercy also has a willingness to give to the point of great personal sacrifice in order to remove the distress of another person. Also, a characteristic you will observe in people who have this strong gift of mercy is that they have a special discernment about the emotional condition of others, even when there's little outward sign. This person could walk into church and see a person that 15 people have walked by and greeted, and yet the person with the gift of mercy will have a strong discernment about their emotional needs, that they are perhaps suffering greatly in an emotional way. This gift of mercy truly has the heart of God, which moves with compassion as Christ did. An important consideration for the person who has this gift of mercy, someone who's always moved to help the plight of other people, is that it's vital, as in every other gift we've discussed from Romans chapter 12, is that this individual needs to allow the Holy Spirit and the Word of God to lead in the gift of mercy and not be led by emotions. The person who has the gift of mercy has a great depth of emotion, but God never intended for that mercy-hearted individual to be moved by their emotions. They are to be moved by the Spirit of God or the compassion of God, but it's with wisdom. Secondly, it's important for the person with the gift of mercy to be watchful that they don't sacrifice their own family, husband or wife, or their children's emotional and personal needs for the needs of others. I've observed people who have the genuine gift of mercy, but have not allowed the Lord to refine that gift in their life, run here and there, ministering to the needs of others, while at the same time abandoning the needs of their own family. This is not in proper order. God gives this gift of mercy, but wants it to be done in the power and in the wisdom of the Holy Spirit. Another issue that's of import for the person with the gift of mercy is that the Lord never intended for mercy people to be taken advantage of by people with wrong motives who will prey upon the mercy-hearted individuals. But this happens when a mercy person is not careful to be led by the Holy Spirit and walk in discernment with their gifting. And the last warning I would have for a person who walks in this gift of mercy is it's important not to fall into the trap or the temptation to judge other people who do not seem to have your same level of compassion for others. I have observed this as well, where a person who had a true gift of mercy and God had put on their heart a great compassion for a particular group of individuals, whether it was unwed mothers or aborted children or something like that, and the person would become so frustrated with other people who did not have the same compassion about the issue of abortion or about the issue of unwed mothers. There are 7 motivational gifts that are listed here in Romans chapter 12, and God distributes the gifts as He wills. And it's vital that we each walk in our specific gifting and not judge other people who may not have been given that specific gift. God wants all of us to walk in mercy, but people who have this special gift of mercy are very vital to the body of Christ and important, and they bring forth this compassion of Christ. It's interesting that you could look at this gifting this way. If a person who had the gift of mercy walked into a rescue mission with 6 other people who had the other motivational gifts, while the one person who had the gift of administration would be looking around and seeing the ways that this operation, this ministry could be run more effectively or more efficiently, and the person with the gift of teaching would look and see, well, what Bible studies are they giving to these people to help them out of their situation by understanding the Word of God? The mercy person, on the other hand, would take a look at the individuals in the room and with great heart of compassion immediately go and begin to minister to the one homeless man whose ragged clothes and lack is so apparent. Understand, the gift of mercy motivates a person to walk in compassion, to alleviate the affliction someone else is suffering. Let me talk with you briefly about the gift of giving. This is another motivational gift that's quite vital to the body of Christ and so precious. This gift of giving is a supernatural endowment of the ability to share generously temporal things. It could be finances or material things, as well as a person's time and efforts. A characteristic of the person who has this supernatural endowment or gifting of the gift of giving is that this person enjoys meeting the needs of others through the resources that God has blessed and provided him or her with. Secondly, a special joy comes to the person who has the gift of giving when their gift is an answer to a specific prayer. This individual usually has a desire to give quietly or anonymously when possible without need for recognition. Also, a characteristic you'll observe is that people who have the true gift of giving will literally feel they are part of the ministry through their giving, though they may have no other contact or involvement with the ministry. Now, there are a few warnings I would give to the person who has this supernatural gift to give, and it's very important to be on guard against ever giving a gift with strings attached, or using the gift of giving to manipulate or control others. This is a perversion of the gifting. God has a special endowment for people to give generously and to give specifically as directed by the Holy Spirit. And God wants that gift to be just that, directed by the Holy Spirit and not used for personal gain or recognition or control of others. Pray over every gift that you are going to give so that you are led by the Holy Spirit and not by your own emotions in your giving. And also be careful that you don't give away so much that it negatively affects the giver's own family. These are just a few warnings for the gift of giving, but this gift is so priceless and so vital to the body of Christ. God wants to use you in giving. Pray and be led of the Holy Spirit in both your gift of giving or your gift of mercy. That's all the time we have for today. This is Rita Langland encouraging you to join me tomorrow as we'll continue in our study of the motivational gifts of Romans chapter 12. God bless you. Thank you so much for listening. I would just love to hear from you if this broadcast has been a blessing in your life. And if you will call or write to me, I will send you two of my free monthly teaching pamphlets. In these pamphlets, I write each month about a down-to-earth subject that will help you in your daily walk with the Lord. It's a practical teaching that you can also share with a friend to whom it may also be a blessing, which is why I send you two copies. Won't you call or write to me today and request these free teaching pamphlets? You can contact us on our toll-free number or write to us at the address that will be mentioned in just a moment. Or if you have internet access, be sure to contact us through our website. Thanks again for listening. This is Rita Langland encouraging you. Have a victorious week.
Thanks for joining us today for Keys to Victorious Christian Living with Rita Langland. If you would like to support this ministry, please write to us at Hidden with Christ Ministries, P.O. Box 3267, Tustin, California, 92781. That's P.O. Box 3267, Tustin, California, 92781. Visit our website at www.hiddenwithchrist.com, where you may order tapes or submit a prayer request. Or call us at toll-free 1-866-HE-HEALS. Again, thanks for joining us for Keys to Victorious Christian Living.